I cut out all the excuses. I said, Alex, stop blaming everybody. I stopped blaming my environment. I started to take personal responsibility for my life. And when I did that, ladies and gentlemen, guess what happened? Everything changed for me.
Welcome to the Alex Morton Show. I'm your host, Alex Morton, an entrepreneur, best-selling author, speaker, and momentum creator. This podcast is not just about financial success. It's about unlocking your potential in all areas of life. My purpose is to inspire you to become great and share the real, raw truth about success. This is where your extraordinary journey begins.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Alex Morton Show. I'm going to be your host, as always, and I'm excited that you are here to sit down with me and we get into some information that, God willing, can absolutely change your business and hopefully even change your life. What I want to talk about for a little bit is it's disgusting. When I turn on the TV, when I get on Instagram, when I get on my wife's TikTok, because I don't have TikTok on my phone, when I get on, you know, Snapchat, when I have some conversations with people, I get disgusted by the amount of victim mentality taking place. Obviously, I spent a lot of time in the United States of America. I've also spent a lot of time in Europe and the UAE and all parts of the planet. And I think it is just a collective energy right now that 7 out of 10 people blame the government, they blame their parents, they blame their partner, they blame everybody and anything other than themselves for the results they have in their lives. Now, I understand there are real diseases out there. I'm at least told anxiety, depression, right? But this is my message to you. Whether you're a young guy, you're a young girl, you're a middle-aged man, you're a middle-aged woman, whoever you are listening to this right now, your life right now, the things going on in your life right now, like the cars you drive, the homes you live in, the vacations you're able to take or not take, the job you have, the career you have, the profession you're engaged in, the health of your relationships, your friendships, your marriage, or maybe past marriage, right? Your relationships with your children, okay? Every single thing in our lives, all right, is a complete sum of our thoughts, feelings, emotions, and actions. That is it. That is it. Now, I will say, if you were born broken financially in a broken home, maybe in a third world country, or even in the United States of America, where half of the world's millionaires live. Yes, half of the world's millionaires, what I'm being told, live in the U.S. N.A., all right? Those things aren't your fault. Like if you were born and, you know, your mother was a prostitute or your dad had, you know, 3 different wives or had, you know, 5 kids with 5 women and, you know, beat the shit out of your mom and you saw all these things growing up, or, you know, your dad was incarcerated or went to prison and you had terrible examples growing up. Like, I understand people don't all start in the same place. Like, I know I'm privileged to have grown up in a nice home where there was breakfast, there was lunch, there was dinner. Mom and dad were happily, you know, lovingly married. I saw work ethic at a young age. Like, I know I had a better head start than some of my counterparts or people that I engage in business with, you know, on a day-to-day basis. However, I'm also here to tell you that if you're over 18 years old and you live in America or Western Europe, you have absolutely no fucking excuse to be broke, to be broken, to be struggling in your life. You have so many resources. You have so many opportunities. Like, I can sit here and name a dozen ways to make dozens of millions of dollars in America without a college degree. You can get involved and sell insurance. You can get involved in being a residential real estate agent, a commercial real estate agent, a real estate wholesaler, internet marketer, forex trader, crypto trader, Amazon drop shipping, Shopify, a million network marketing companies. You know, like that's 10 things right there, right? The reason why you're not where you want to be is your lack of decision, your lack of discipline, and you probably at some level being a little bitch. Now, trust me, I go through the same struggles you do on a day-to-day basis, guys. I woke up this morning sore as hell, okay? I'm 34 years old. I'm going to be 35 years old this October. Yesterday, I had a fucking crazy leg day workout with Ellie. Shout out to Ellie. He's the owner of Rural Fitness in Miami. Beat me to hell. Deadlifts, squats, hack squats, German squats, Russian squats. I mean, every squat you can fucking imagine, right? And then I did cardio, and then I did the sauna. And then for some reason, I thought it was a smart idea to go out there and play paddle tennis for 2.5 hours, all right, with a bunch of 25-year-olds. I woke up this morning achy, knees are cracking, feet's cracking, cramping in my toe. I did another workout today, right? I'm doing my best to eat, you know, healthy and weigh my protein out and all these different things. Like, I understand being disciplined and pushing yourself. It's hard for me. It's hard for everybody, but you've got to find a way to do it anyway, right? In this show, Alex Morton Show, right? I'm gonna give you the truth. I'm gonna give you the raw, the real, the authentic shit that really causes the difference between people that win and everybody else. Now, I'm not going to call them losers because I don't believe really in losers, because you're only a loser if you just give up and completely quit. But I was going to talk about something different on this episode. And then when this camera turned on, I said, you know what? I'm going to just talk about what's on my heart. And this is what's on my heart. I am disgusted by the amount of victims inside our country and around the world. Okay. It is insane. I was born in 1989. It's 2024, right? We've gone through a couple wars, I guess, but I was never in war. I was never shipped off to Iraq or Afghanistan. Like, back in the day, like my dad's age and my grandpa's age and probably your grandfather's age, they had the drafts going on. Like, you could get your number called, give you a gun, and ship your ass to Korea or Vietnam, wherever the hell we were fighting wars. Like, it was tougher back then. Honestly, let's call it what it is. It was tougher back then than it is now, right? People were real men back in the day, okay? Now, everybody is a victim and everybody's blaming everybody else. Nobody wants to be a real man or, you know, be a traditional, you know, woman that gets demonized in the media. So what's my point? This is my point, okay? I don't care what profession you're in. I don't care what your career is. I don't care really what your dreams and your goals are. I care what they are, but for the sake of this show, I don't care what they are. The message suits everybody. You have to stop this blame game. You need to go in the bathroom, turn off the lights, do a couple circles in the bathroom, flip the lights back on, and look in the mirror. The person you see in the mirror is the sole reason, if you're over 18, the sole reason for all the results in your life. The quicker you agree with that statement, the quicker you say, you know what? Even though it's painful, even though it hurts, that's the truth. The quicker you admit it, the quicker you can change it. You know, Jim Rohn said, before a human being changes, they must get, ready, disgusted. Disgusted. And for those of you that don't know who Jim Rohn is, he mentored Mr. Tony Robbins. So do you think he knew what he was talking about? I would choose to believe so. Okay, I would choose to believe so. So this is what he said. He said, for somebody to really change, they got to get disgusted. 2015, I wake up one morning, I get on the scale, 223 pounds, close to 30% body fat, disgusting. Okay. At one point, I went from rock bottom to rock star. I was now back at rock bottom. Okay. Made almost $2 million, down to less than 90,000. I'm spending more money in monthly rent than I'm bringing in on earned income. Okay. And life, for the most part, is pretty shitty. I'm living with a girl that I should have never been living with in the first place, right? My ex-girlfriend. Okay. So everything about that season of my life, it was pretty painful. And at the same time, I was getting demonized and, you know, digitally tortured about, you know, my first company that got shut down momentarily for different reasons by the FTC. And for some reason, they wanted to pin everything on, you know, 20, 23-year-old Alex Morton. From the Rolling Stone magazine, the Today Show had a hit piece on there. My mentor, Bob Proctor, there was a season where Bob and I didn't even speak. And I've talked about this in my second book, The Secret to Knowing It's Already Done. But he actually compared what I did. All I did was leave my first company. He compared that to that of Pearl Harbor, the bombings of Pearl Harbor. So you can imagine, right? One of my biggest heroes in my life won't even pick up my phone. And he's talking shit about me all over the internet. I'm getting demonized everywhere, publicly, privately. A lot of my friends stop answering the text messages. It's funny how that works, right? Everybody wants to be your homie when you're spending $2,000 a night in Old Town Scottsdale partying and having fun with a bunch of chicks. But when shit hits the fan and you ain't got no more dinero to blow, nobody wants to pick up your phone, right? So in this season of my life, it took me getting to the point of pure and utter disgust. I was disgusted with the way I looked, the way I was, the person I was starting to become, right? And I was pissed off enough to make some changes. I was pissed off to say, you know what? No more. And this is my message to you. If you're watching this right now, maybe you need a kick in the ass to make the rest of 2024 a success. The rest of 2024, something special. The rest of 2024, you bootstrapping it up and saying, you know what? I'm going to make my first $100,000 in 2024. I'm going to start that business in 2024, right? I'm going to finally work my ass off enough to make enough money to retire my mother by Christmas 2024. So this is my message to you. You can do it. You can do this. You can turn your dreams and goals into reality, but you've got to stop being a victim and blaming everybody else for your results, because it's bullshit and you know it's bullshit, right? You're probably surrounded by other people not doing anything in their lives that make you feel okay for being average and mediocre. Now, I am not a woman, so I cannot speak about feminism and, you know, female, because I'm a biological male. But I will say this: as a biological male, there are certain things you probably need to do. You need to provide, you need to protect, you need to be the man of your house, be the man of your family, make the damn money and figure it the hell out, right? Leave all the emotions for the women, right? People say, well, you know, what's the purpose of man? I think the purpose of man is to become the highest version of himself. Women too, right? Become the highest version of yourself. But as a biological man, listen up. It's not all about happiness for you. I get happiness and joy when I can give my wife everything she wants, everything she needs. If my mom needs something, my dad needs something, my little sister needs a new car, my wife's mom, my wife's little brother, who's my little brother now, it brings me happiness knowing I can give them everything they need. That's what makes me happy. What makes me happy is growth and providing for the people I love and I care about the most. But I'm telling you, in that dark, dark time in my life, when I was 30% plus body fat, when I was a piece of shit, okay, excuse my language on this episode. I'm sorry, right? But I get fired up about this stuff, man. I had to get disgusted and then I made changes. I was disgusted. I made changes. And all of a sudden, the universe gave me another financial opportunity, which turned out to be the greatest and most abundant financial opportunity of my entire career. Okay, I eventually met my, you know, future wife at a nightclub in London by the grace of God. I got to sub 16% body fat, right? We're still on the quest for 10%. That hopefully that happens one day, right? But I turned my life around. Why? Because I got disgusted and I stopped blaming. I cut out all the excuses. I said, Alex, stop blaming everybody. Oh, it's the, oh, we live next to an ice cream parlor. We did. We lived next to this ice cream parlor on Scottsdale Road. And every night, here comes my ass at 11 p.m. going over there, getting two scoops of cookies and cream ice cream, hot fudge, walking back, smashing what, 1,500 calories right before bed. That was a smart idea. Probably not, right? So I stopped blaming my circumstances. I stopped blaming my environment. I started to take personal responsibility for my life. And when I did that, ladies and gentlemen, guess what happened? Everything changed for me. So after this episode, no more being a victim, no more blaming anybody but your own self. And you're going to start taking personal responsibility for everything in your life. Now, I want to break down really quickly here the four levels, okay? I call these the four levels of progression, okay? Most people, unless you were just born into an insane amount of wealth, you've probably, you're not probably gone through all of them. Hopefully one day you go through all of them, right? But you're going through these four levels. And it's important to understand, hey, what level am I at? What level am I at? And what level am I going to next, right? To me, I am not on the fourth level yet, okay? I know I'm not, right? I'm on my way, but I ain't there yet. So I want you to stay with me here. The first level is called survival. Survival. This is where, you guessed it, you're trying to survive. This is where you're not certain how you're going to make the rent payment come next Friday. You're like, you know what? I'm just trying to survive. I'm trying to get to the next meal, the next rent payment, the next car payment. I remember being in Arizona State and we had required textbooks and they were charging like, I'm not even making this up, $800 for a chemistry textbook, which I never even opened up anyway, right? I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to survive here to just freaking make it. Like, can I make it, right? I left Ohio. I left everybody I knew in cold ass Ohio. I moved to warm and sunny Arizona, right? Knowing nobody. And I'm like trying to survive. Like, can I make it one semester, two semesters? Oh shit, I got arrested by the Tempe police. They told me if I show up back on campus before the end of the year, I'm going to get arrested for trespassing. True story, right? So now I'm sleeping in my friend's dorm room spare bed. Secretly, right? Because I was banished from the campus, but I had to take my finals so I don't get, you know, kicked out of school at 18 as a freshman at ASU, right? I'm trying to freaking survive, okay? Bare necessities, food. Maybe it's shelter for you, right? Maybe you're, you know, you're month to month, or you're Airbnb to Airbnb, right? Your buddy's couch to your buddy's couch. Listen, summer of freshman year. Okay, I'm going to say his full name on here so you know I'm not just, you know, talking shit. This is a true story. I'm trying to get my real estate license. I fail the exam a dozen times. All my friends from school go back to their home cities and states for the summer to party and have fun and do trips. I'm sleeping on Elliot Barkin. We're still friends to this day. Shout out to Elliot Barkin. Okay, he actually was the reason why I went to Arizona State in the first place, because I did a campus visit. And let's just say I had some fun on that campus visit at 17 and a half years old, right? I'm sleeping on this kid's couch. He was a kid also back then. I'm sleeping on Elliot's couch. It's 100 in hell out. Summertime in Arizona. Good gracious God almighty. Is it hot? AC is halfway working. I can barely afford to eat Wendy's and Taco Bell and shit. I'm sleeping on a beer stained, other stains on the college couch, okay? Couch, right? Trying to pass this freaking real estate exam so I can go sell some real estate and make some damn money, because I was sick and tired of school and the professors telling me I'm gonna go be a slave for a paycheck for the rest of my, you know, human existence, at least in this lifetime, right? So that was survival. I was trying to survive. If you're there right now, good. This is where you're going to build your character. This is where you're going to build your mental fortitude. This is where you're going to build, hopefully, some good habits, right? You're going to build some shit. I need to do 20 pushups a day, 50 pushups a day. I need to do my crunches. I need to listen to the Alex Morton Show every day to burn this information in my subconscious mind so I can stop being a victim and one day be a victor of my own life. Okay. Second level, we call this the material level, right? This is where you're like, yo, I got a little bit of bread and I'm acquiring some materialistic stuff here, right? I want this car. I want this condo. I want this watch. I want this. I want that. Like, I'll never forget. I've had several cars in my, I guess, career of driving cars, right? I'm not really a car guy. I really like watches and I like experiences and, you know, real estate, right? But I will tell you, I went to Arizona State with no car. I eventually got into a Lexus IS250. That was a big deal, right? Those are still super nice cars. They drive amazing, okay? From that, I got into a BMW 3 Series, right? That was pretty badass, 335i. From that, I got into a BMW 650i. These are material cars, material things. I'm in the material season of my life. I'm making money. Listen, everybody's definition of success is going to be different, right? Some people, 10 grand a month, they are cloud nine. Some people, 10 grand a month is a bad month. I have friends where 100 grand a month is a cloud nine month. And I have some friends where, you know, they would jump off a bridge if they made $100,000 in a month. I'm not here to persuade you on what numbers of financial money you need, because that's not my job here. And I think it really depends on the person and the level of, you know, quote unquote lifestyle you want to experience, okay? So in the material season, right? This is where you're about the cars, the clothes, the homes, the watches, the shoes, and all this kind of stuff, okay? From there, you graduate. You graduate into the freedom season, right? In the freedom season, my friends, you're free. You are financially free. Again, I don't know what the number is for you, but you are financially free. This is what this means. You're like, okay, it's Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Let's go to Dubai. Your wife's like, when do you want to go to Dubai? You're like, let's go tonight. She's like, are you serious? And you say, yeah, we're flying first class on Emirates. And then you pack your bags, you go to the airport, and then you go. That is called freedom, right? And here's a little side note, guys. Money's important. Money is important. And later we're going to dive deeper into the whole idea of money. Maybe I'll even have a couple guests on here to talk about money later down on these episodes here. But guys, money is important. The actual paper of money, not so important. But guess what? You know what that paper gets you, right? Good food at the grocery store. A good water filtration system, so you don't need to drink lead and chemicals and fluoride and bullshit and all the tap water over here in the United States of America, right? You know what money's going to do? It's going to put your kids in private school or home school, okay? You know what money's going to do? It's going to allow you to sit in the front of the plane, the back of the car. World's getting crazy out there, man. A good security guard, $500 to $600 a night. You know, sometimes depending on where I am, I don't feel comfortable, you know, just walking around, you know, wearing, you know, expensive jewelry and stuff, right? So we're like, yo, let's have a security guard that's strapped, that can protect us, you know? These are the things that money can afford. So money is important. So let's recap here before the fourth level here, okay? Survival, material, complete and total freedom, which I really believe. Honestly, I'm like my last foot still in material and the rest of my body's in the freedom zone, okay? I'm 34 years old, I got time. The fourth level is purpose. This is when you see people in their 50s and 60s and 70s producing content, speaking at events, helping people, and people say, why does this person who has $5 billion in real estate take time away from his family, his friends, and his life to go speak somewhere and just give to people, right? Because that's purpose. It's a purpose-driven life. It is about the service of the world, the service to people. You know, one of the reasons why I started the Alex Morton Show, and I'm so intense and aggressive, you know, at times on this show, right, is because I want to give people the truth about success. You know, I look around on social media, I look around on YouTube, and I'm like, dude, a lot of this stuff is bullshit. And some of these people, man, they're not qualified to be talking about financial, massive financial, you know, literacy or living a great, excellent life. Like for me now, when I look at a mentor, I'm not just looking at, oh, what kind of car do they drive? Dude, I don't get it. Whatever. Drive whatever you want. I'm looking at every area of this person's life. And for my younger guys on here, you may not tap into this mentality until you hit your 30s. For some reason, I don't know what it was. When I turned 30, a light bulb went off in my head and I'm like, holy shit, I'm 30. I'm thinking about life differently. I'm thinking about priorities differently. I'm thinking about my vision of my life differently. Like something just happens at 30 that people always told me that I didn't believe it. And then I turned 30 and I'm like, my God, things do happen. You do change at 30 in my personal perspective and opinion, right? So when I look at mentors to look, I'm looking at, okay, are they married? How long have they been married for, right? Are they, we don't have kids yet, but are they a good, is he a good father? Like, does he put, you know, God, like for me, it's God, family, success. That's always been my three. And it, and in seasons of my life, it's been God, success, and then family. And people say, well, why would you ever do that? Because my success was for who? My family. Make sense? So you need to know what season of life you're in. But one day, myself, I'll meet you there. I will meet you there at the purpose level where everything we do is for sheer passing the torch forward, helping people, being purpose-driven, being servant-driven, right? Charity, doing good work, you know, speaking and helping and training just because you want to help people because it's on purpose, because you've made it. You've done what you wanted to do and now you want to give back. My late and great mentor, Bob Proctor, this man was doing events, okay? In his 80s, in his mid 80s. And I'm not going to share his personal financial situation, but after he passed away, I went to Toronto, Canada. I sat down with his amazing, wonderful, beautiful human soul of a wife, Miss Linda Proctor. If she's on here, shout out to you, Linda. You are a tremendous human being. Okay. And I appreciate our friendship. And she was sharing with me some of the targets that Bob's company achieved. And it was actually bigger than I even thought, because when Bob was on earth, he taught about money, but he never taught. It was weird. He taught about money, but he never talked about it. He taught about money, but he never talked about it, right? He would fly private here and there and do his thing, but we never really talked about personal income, right? When he talked about the goals he had for the Proctor Gallagher Institute, his company, it would always be about how many schools can we build in Africa. I think his goal was he wanted to build a school a day in Africa. But after he passed away, his wife was talking to me about some actual numerical digits. And I was like, yo, that is, oh my God, you know, it was insane. But he never talks about money. Why? Because everything he was doing is for purpose. It was for purpose. It was for legacy. It was about passing the torch forward, right? That is the fourth level of this game, right? You have survival, you have material, you have freedom, and then you have purpose. All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you for tuning into another episode of the Alex Morton Show. Listen up really quick. Given the facts and the figures here, only about 1/3 of the viewers of this show are actually subscribed to the channel. So take a second, click subscribe so you can get the information in the new episodes first. And listen, God bless you. God bless your family. God bless America. God bless this world. And I know I started off this episode really, really passionate and aggressive and intense about this whole, you know, victim mentality, but it's the God honest truth, okay? You have got to stop blaming everybody around you for the lack of results in your life. And you take personal responsibility for what's going on in your life and you get disgusted with an area or areas, then you can make a decision, you can make a change, and you can make it happen and build an excellent existence on this planet that you can be proud of. And hopefully one day you can get into the purpose level and change the world. We'll see you next week on the Alex Morton Show.